Hello, hello. Happy New Year's Eve, everyone. Thank you for being here to share this little moment with me. My name is Maria Rodriguez, and I bring you a small message that the Lord gave me some time ago. In the spirit of this new season, where we make new plans, new goals, and talk about our health, cleansing our body, exercise, I bring you this message and pray it brings cleansing to our hearts through forgiveness. The title of this message is Freeing Yourself from the Yoke, and it will be based on Genesis 27, verse 39 and 40. Before reading these verses, I want to bring you an overview of what is happening here. The story speaks of four characters: Isaac is the father, Rebekah, who is the mother of Esau, who is the eldest son, and Jacob, who is the youngest son. In ancient times, it was used that when the father, Isaac in this case, was about to die, he gave a special blessing to his oldest son. In the story, however, Rebekah and Jacob execute a plan where Jacob ends up pretending to be Esau, and Isaac gives this special blessing to him. When Esau goes to receive his blessing from his father Isaac, he realizes their betrayal. In the middle of his pain, Esau tells his father, "But don't you have another blessing you could give me?" Here I am paraphrasing the Bible. You can read the whole story starting Genesis 27. These verses that we are going to read in the ble is the blessing that Isaac gave Esau when he saw him full of pain, covered with indignation. This blessing was a warning. It was advice. It was him saying to the son, "I see what they have done to you. I see what this can do to you, and I also tell you how you can walk after this." Let's read the word in Genesis 27, as I said before, verses 39 and 40, NLT version. Finally, his father Isaac said to him, "You will live away from the riches of the earth and away from the dew of the heaven above. You will live by your sword, and you will serve your brother. But when you decide to break free, you shall shake his yoke from your neck." The word that caught my attention here was the word yoke, and this word at this moment equates to unforgiveness. Isaac saw that the offense entered Esau, so he begins to talk to him about a yoke, and that is what we're going to be talking about today in 3 points. What is the yoke? How do I live when I live with this yoke? And how do I break free from this yoke? The first point is, what is this yoke? A yoke is a wooden instrument that is placed on top of animals or people to carry heavy loads. Isaac saw that the offense had entered the heart of his son and told him, "If you do not forgive, the lack of forgiveness will bring you a very heavy load." Let's take a pause here and define what forgiveness is. I have heard many definitions about forgiveness, and these are my two favorites. Forgiveness is taking out what's in your heart, just as I said about cleansing. It is taking that offense out of your heart, taking that pain and throwing it far away. Forgiveness is also about choosing to cancel that debt that I feel you owe me for what you have done to me. Point number two is how I live when I have this yoke, when I live with unforgiveness. Isaac gives a description of this in verses 39 and 40 when he says, "You will live far away from the riches of the earth." He is talking about God's blessing for us. When we live with unforgiveness, we are stagnating, so to speak, the blessing that God has for us. Isaac also says, "Away from the dew of the heaven above." Dew means coverage in Hebrew. When I do not forgive a person who has hurt me, who has offended me, I am outside the coverage of the Lord. I give legality to the enemy and stagnate the blessings that God has for me. He also tells him, "You will live of the sword." The sword is an instrument that is used in war. It is used to kill. So when we have unforgiveness in our hearts, we live killing the relationships around us. We live offending others. We live killing what could be a blessing in our lives because of that pain. I will always say, "Show me a person full of anger, and I'm going to show you a person who has a heart full of pain and has not forgiven who has caused that pain." Let's practice forgiveness. Let's cleanse our hearts so that the light of God can enter it. Isaac also tells Esau, "You will serve your brother." Isaac is talking about a spiritual servitude. He is saying, "Until you, Esau, do not forgive your brother Jacob, you're going to serve Jacob." Sometimes the enemy gives us the false idea that when I choose not to forgive a person, I am in control. I am above that person. What a big lie. It is the opposite, because you become a slave to that person, of that pain that you do not choose to forgive. Let's open our eyes to what this can bring to our lives. If you feel stuck, like not moving forward, like you're always fighting the same thing, you even feel that God does not forgive you, these are symptoms that there is a lack of forgiveness in your heart. In the next point, we'll be talking about how to or where to start. Point number three is, how do I break free from this yoke? Well, we free ourselves from the yoke of unforgiveness when we go and give it in prayer to the one who knows about forgiving, Jesus Christ. He knows what it feels like to be hurt unjustly. He knows what it is to be killed without having committed a fault. He knows about pain. Take time in prayer. Go to him and say, Lord, I give it to you. I decide to forgive. Forgiveness is not a feeling. We will never naturally feel the desire to forgive, but it is a decision that says, I want freedom from this yoke. Here Isaac says it clearly to his son Esau. When you decide to forgive, it is a decision that says, I choose, I decide to forgive that person, to say, help me, Holy Spirit. This is something I want to clarify for you. We need the help of the Holy Spirit to remove that pain. Do not think that I'm sitting here thinking that it is easy. I have gone through the process. I always go through it because it is something that is not done just once. If you have never done it, it might take weeks. It is something that you have to do constantly. You must go to the Lord and not depend on you to know if there is unforgiveness in your heart. If you ask a person, do you have unforgiveness in your heart? Immediately the response will be, I do not have a grudge in my heart. I want to suggest that you go to that moment of intimacy with God and ask the Holy Spirit to show you what is in your hearts. When you ask the Holy Spirit, thoughts will come to you, situations, emotions. Start writing. Go to the meeting with a pencil and paper and write it down, all of it. I know it is not easy, but with the help of the Holy Spirit, it is possible. And you need his help. Without him, it's like putting a band-aid on a wound that needs stitches, so to speak. You have to invite the Holy Spirit. You have to go into this moment of intimacy with your heart in it. It is important that you take this time with the Lord. You can start with a week for half an hour a day. Take that time of intimacy with God so that he shows you what is in your heart, what you need to forgive. That cleansing of the heart that we've been talking about. You write those situations on paper, a notebook, and to each situation, you're going to apply these 5 steps that I'm going to share with you now. These 5 steps are a guide if you do not know where to start. This is something that can help. We have it on our website, cornerstone.ag/espanol. Each step is based on a Bible verse that were brought up in a preaching given by one of our elders, Pat Hines. In each situation God brings to your memory, you must apply these 5 steps. This is not reciting a prayer. Your heart has to be in it, and the help of the Holy Spirit has to be with you so you can do it. The first step. I choose to forgive that person for that situation, for that pain. The second is, I cancel the authority of Satan over my life, because when a person hurts us, there's a simple action and reactions on our part to the pain we have felt, and we want to ask for forgiveness to cancel that authority of the enemy. The third is, you're going to pray that God bless that person who hurt you, and this step is very key. If you can't make a genuine, sincere prayer to God to bless that person, that is a symptom that you have not forgiven. You have to go back to step number one and do it again. On occasions, that will take you 5, 10 times, even more tries. It does not matter. Until you feel that it is genuine, keep asking God for help. Keep going to God in prayer to get that out of your heart. The fourth step is to ask God to heal your heart. Your heart is wounded. God is going to heal your heart. The fifth step is hearing what the Lord wants you to learn. If there is something I know about my Father, it is that he does not waste time, and he uses everything for good and for his glory. Listen. What is it that God wants you to learn from this situation? Listen to his Holy Spirit. He will guide you. He will tell you what to do, and you'll be free from the yoke that brings you, that wants to bring darkness to your heart, that wants to enslave you. God will help you. I give you the strength you need to be able to forgive. Now, I want to apply these 5 steps to forgive that one person we must all forgive, our own self. Sometimes we feel like God does not forgive us. If you do not feel the fullness of his forgiveness, it might be because you are not forgiving yourself. We must forgive ourselves whenever we make a mistake, for past mistakes. I know the Holy Spirit of God is bringing things to your memory right now. Let's apply these 5 steps and forgive ourselves. I'm going to leave a space of silence for you to apply what is yours personally. Talk about your situation. Talk about yourself. I want you to verbalize it, because our words have power. Words are the verbs of the spiritual world. I want you to verbalize each step. We are going to close our eyes and pray. Jesus, I choose to forgive myself for. Father, please forgive me for that sin I did when. Father, bless me. Father, heal my heart. Holy Spirit, what do you want me to learn from this? Amen. You are already forgiven. Receive God's forgiveness and receive that forgiveness from yourself. I know that God will continue to bring freedom to your heart. I don't want to end this message without saying moment of reconciliation. In Genesis 33:10, this is what Jacob said when he was forgiven by Esau. No, Jacob insisted. If I have attained your favor, I beg you to accept this gift from me. And what a relief it is to see your friendly smile. It is like seeing the face of God. How beautiful is this? When we forgive, we are showing the face of God. When we say, I forgive you, we are modeling Christ. We are receiving and giving what He has given us. Let's show the face of God to those around us. One more thing. I don't know if you have realized that Jacob is Hosea's father, and Hosea also had to deal with the betrayal of his brothers and forgive them. I have no doubt in my heart that this was an example for him. Let's do the same. Let's model forgiveness to our children as husband and wife, as a church, to a future generation so they will walk in freedom because forgiveness is not in their hearts, because they need to know how to deal with offenses. Offenses will always be there, so we have to find instruments to learn how to deal with them, and I believe that this message is one of those instruments, something that will benefit you. I ask God that if there's any feeling of disbelief or distraction or doubt in you, that in the name of Jesus it is taken away so you can receive the power of this message and what the Holy Spirit wants to say through it. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your humility to sit and listen. I hope you also apply what I just shared because it has blessed me. It is something that has strengthened my relationship with the Lord. Jesus died for our sins. Forgiveness was open that communication with God. So imagine what unforgiveness can do. I feel that it interrupts the communication. So let's walk in freedom. Let's forgive. Let's be free from that yoke. Let's enjoy the richness of the earth, the dew of the heaven above. God bless you. No.